Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day, welcome. This is Better Than Yesterday. Thanks for being here. This is a podcast that's here to make your day today better than yesterday. Something that you hear on this show and every show is here to do just that, make your day better than yesterday by introducing you to people, to ideas, to conversations that will give you some perspective, give you some way of looking at things that will make it a little better. Because, I mean, what are we if we're not growing, essentially? I'm Moshe Ginsberg. I'm a podcaster. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a contrite post-arguer. And I'm here three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays, Wednesdays with a guest and Fridays with you. Speaking of Fridays, in a week from today, it is our big, big show at the Sydney Comedy Festival. We were going to do five little shows. We're going to do now one big, big show, May 19th, Factory Theatre, to our debut venue, essentially. And I'd love you to be there. The tickets are in the show notes. We're also playing. We're all doing a gig on the 3rd of June in Newcastle. Tickets are in the show notes for both those shows. This is the live news show. It's tons of fun. And I'd love you to come be a part of it. Come say hi. They're big gigs. They're really important gigs for us. And yeah, I'd love you to come get around it, support us, and have a bit of a laugh because news is terrifying. And it's good to kind of sit in a room with other people and laugh at stuff and go, oh, good, thank fuck, it's not just me, which is why I made the show. And it's a lot of fun. Fridays are normally just kind of, I'm just have a bit of a check-in with you because I remember when I first started this podcast, people say, look, I really love the interviews. I love the conversations you have, but I particularly love the first 10 minutes or so where you just talk about your day to the point where that became its own separate thing. It became a show that we do on a Friday now. And so to be honest with you, completely honest with you today, to check in with you, I'm very present today to the concept of you're pretty much always going to find what you're looking for, all right? We're not Bono here. We will always find what we're looking for. If we are looking for something that isn't there, we're always going to find where it isn't. For example, if we are looking for a particular kind of cheese at the supermarket and that cheese is sold out, we might go, see? There's no cheese. Yet, you're in the dairy section. Look to your left and right. It might not be the cheese you're after, but there's definitely cheese there. If we're looking for, I don't know, for example, there's a person at work who interrupts you when you speak, for example. They may go 2, 3, 5, 10 conversations with you without interrupting you. Yet, when the interruption happens, they always interrupt me when I speak. Now, that might not be, it did happen, that person did interrupt you, but is it the totality of the situation? No, it's not. These are just two examples, and I say this because I got stuck in it today. I got stuck in looking for what wasn't there and looking for evidence of a missing thing. And when that thing was missing, going, aha, it's never there. But the thing is, that's not real. I'm trying to be obtuse here because the people that I currently involved with on a project might listen to this, and I wouldn't want any of them to think that I'm speaking about them. I am speaking about you, but you know this because we spoke earlier. But if we look for what is there instead, we get a chance to start to train our brains to find what we're looking for, be the opposite of Bono, find the thing that we're looking for, but make it be the thing that we're actually wanting. For example, I think I've spoken about this a couple of years back, but when Wolf was on the way and Audrey and I were shopping around for a pram, I saw a stroller, whatever you want to call it. I come from Adelaide at that part of my life, so it was always a pram. If you're looking for a stroller or a pushchair, actually, no, it was a pushchair in Adelaide, became a pram in Queensland, and now it's a stroller because of America. One of the three things, same shit, four wheels, baby in it. There you go. When we decided upon this is the one we're going to get, now, previously, I had just seen prams everywhere. But now, all I saw was this one particular brand that we bought, and everything else was just a pram. And for me, because I kept seeing that thing, I was like, wow, every pram is the one we've got. It wasn't. That was just the one that I was paying attention to because that's the one I was looking for. And I found it everywhere. Bono. It was there because that's what I was looking for. The reality is that if I passed 80 prams, 10 of them were that one. It wasn't the reality. But the trick there is, if we figure out what it is that we want, for example, I want to have a relationship with this person at work where they don't interrupt me. Look for what you want. And when the conversations happen and that person does not interrupt you, oh, there you go. And if you're anything like me, pretty quickly you get to go, oh boy, oh, I can see what's happened here. I've thrown an always into the situation based upon a couple of times it really pissed me off. But it's not always. It might be at first often until I say something, and then it might be rarely. And then it might be only about as much as it happens with everybody else because people interrupt you when you talk. People have great ideas and they jump in the middle of a sentence. And that's okay. It's part of talking. But if you figure out what you want and you start looking for it and make sure the other person knows that what you want, all right, because they can't know. No one's got a crystal ball and certainly no one can read your minds. So thank fuck, no one can read your mind. If you've told that person what it is you want or you've communicated what it is that you want and then you start looking for evidence of what you want arriving, see what happens. Because pretty soon you might start to see what you want is there more times than it's not. And soon what you want is there. But if you are, in my case, I was hung up on this interrupting thing, for example, that's all I saw, even when it wasn't there. That's all I always did. I never get a word in. They always interrupt me. Not true. Because I was not looking for what I wanted. I was looking for what I did not want. And it's not like the song. You will always find what you're looking for. I had an ex once, and when we moved in together, they said to me, just so you know, it was a small house. We had one cupboard with one set of drawers, and those two drawers were mine, and those six or something were hers. Come on, boys, don't need that many drawers. And this person said to me, so you know, I'm never going to look in those drawers because you always find what you're looking for. And if I have ever a suspicion of something, no matter what I find, I'll see it as evidence. And I thought, that's really clever. And I really appreciated that about that person because they were right. Sometimes we look for things to make the feeling in our body make sense. And we might start to reimagine what things are actually happening in front of us to make the feeling in our body make sense. But feelings aren't facts. And it's important to sometimes take a moment. Take a breath. I was listening to a person speak the other day and this person was being challenged and they had a really cool trick. I can get that it'd be annoying if it was your teacher or something or a parent, but they had a pretty cool trick. This person was being challenged in a conversation and their point of view essentially was being challenged and the person was challenging them and they went, I just made that noise before responding. Hmm. And it sent a fantastic signal of, oh, I get what you're saying. Let me consider it for a moment. And it bought them an extra second or two to allow that initial fuck you get out of their brain, you know, and then respond. And at any moment, the conversation could have gone in different directions, but it didn't. The hmm. That amount of just 2 seconds gave them that space between stimulus and response to have a bit more of a choice about what happened next. Now, the person I was observing had far more well-developed emotional regulation skills than I do. Certainly that I did this morning. But you know, progress, not perfection. And we can only take little steps and have a willingness to get to where we want to go. Because I don't want to be a person that reacts the way I reacted this morning. That's not a fun person to be. I don't like the way it feels in my body. I don't want to react to things that aren't always there when they're not there. If I'm reacting to something that's always there, that's a big reaction to have all the fucking time. And at that time, it is all the time. I want to be able to go, that's the thing where that person did that thing. I even told them, please don't do that thing, and they did that thing. That's okay. They're not doing that thing more often than not, so that's okay. I might have a chat to them about it later if it really bothers me. And they might be, oh, sorry, you asked me about that. Oops. Because they need time to grow too, you know? I hope that all made sense. Sorry if I was being a bit obtuse. I was trying to protect the integrity of this project that I'm, even though the people that are working on this will probably listen to this, they'll know exactly as far as we had this conversation. But, you know, I just wouldn't want anyone to reverse engineer anything. But. Hi, guys. Yeah, I hope that makes sense. If you found this episode useful, let me know. Let me know if you tried that out, if you went, or if you started looking for what you wanted to see after you let the other person know what you wanted, or started setting yourself in a direction of where you wanted to go. That's the other aspect of this is like, if it's on you, if you're like, well, where do I want to be? I want to have a job there. I want to have this kind of partner, or I want to, you know, have my house look like this. Rather than looking for the things that aren't there, look for the bits that are there. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. It's a pretty powerful thing that we have as humans to be in control of our perception when our brains are healthy. And I've certainly been unhealthy enough to not be in control of that, but it's a pretty powerful thing. If that didn't make sense, by all means, just email me and I'll offer you a better explanation. Come see the gig next Friday. It's going to be a goodie. It's going to be a real goodie. I've got a jet. Thanks very much to Andy Ma on audio and video post, Toe Hider on the music, Bruce Steele, and Rachel Barrett, the executive producer of everything. Tickets are in the show notes. Come say hi when you see the show. All right. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong.
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.